Okay, our next speaker is
is going to be talking to us about CADQuery. Now, CADQuery, this is the new free function API for CADQuery. Adam Urbanek is one of the lead authors of CADQuery. This is a critical piece of software for, certainly for KiCad, but I know for a number of other programs as well. So please give a warm welcome to Adam.
Okay, thank you. So let's start. So what is CADQuery? Well, it's a Python package for parametric-free modeling. It is based on a BRAP kernel, so it's not CSG or not FRAP. It doesn't use implicits. And we can import and export existing CAD models using STEP, right? So, and up to now, well, relied heavily on Fluent APIs. And these are some random models that you could make with it. Okay, so here is also a brief overview of the dependencies and the modules in CADQuery. So we'll be focusing on this part. And also we have our own, let's say custom binding to OpenCascade, which is the BRAP kernel underlying CADQuery. All right, so maybe let's skip the capabilities given the time constraints, but I say they are quite extensive and we do support many file formats for reading and writing. The talk is about free function API, and let's first contrast it with a Fluent API. So what it used to be before. So here's a let's say random example that I'm gonna step through. Well, we import, define some parameters, and we let's say construct this Fluent let's say statement or blob of lines. And it is at times elegant, but at times it's also somewhat difficult to maintain and read, right? So that's the motivation to develop something else. Either way, this code results in such a model, and it's reasonably compact. The new thing looks like this. Obviously, we have a module. And then step by step, we define the entities. And every, let's say, statement here has no implicit state, right? So these are just functions that I'm calling. And I'm defining certain, let's say, CAD objects. And I use certain operations like extrude, fillet. Here's a Boolean CAD, another Boolean CAD with an extrusion to obtain the final model. And this is the final model that we get, right? So the same thing. So you can clearly see that it is more verbose, but on the other hand, you're more explicit and more precise in, let's say, defining the operations, which is, in the end, for complicated models, quite handy. So some key points of this new API. So as I said, no hidden state. We are operating on shape objects, so on the, let's say, lowest level objects in CADQuery that represents CAD entities. All primitives are created using free functions, and so are all operations. And also for convenience, Boolean ops are also implemented as operators, so we can either use a function or an operator to do CADs and whatnot, which results sometimes in more readable code, not necessarily in better performance. Last but not least, we can now use selectors on shapes. That's also a new addition. This is the last but least. Objects are placed and replicated using moved. We can, let's say, create arrays and copies and whatnot on the desired locations. And one additional point that you need to keep in mind is for some operations, or let's say where reasonably applicable, there are multiple overloads provided. So sometimes it makes sense to work on a list of shapes or or some other thing or a compound, and usually both of those are provided. So let's see. So we can, that's also an important point, we can, using this refactoring API, we can assemble higher order topological, let's say, objects, shapes, solids from lower order topological objects. So we can, let's say, assemble wires to edges, or edges to wires, faces to wires to faces, and faces to solids. And this allows really a lot of freedom to construct models, and sometimes allows to optimize away Boolean operations, which are extremely slow.
And we good. Actually have more time, so you don't need to rush.
Oh, it's time travel. Okay. Either way, we have, let's say, this capability that we can assemble shapes step for step, right? And that allows sometimes to get rid of Boolean operations to optimize them away, because they are usually the bottleneck in modeling, or at least in OpenCascade. This is an example of doing so. So let's we start with two circles, right? We define, in this case, a bottom face by lofting between the two circles, right? And we define the sides by extruding the set circles. And then again, we define a certain top face by lofting the initial two circles with some additional edge. I don't have a visual for that, but either way, then we construct the solid, as I mentioned, and this is what we get, right? So it's of course an artificial example, but maybe we save some time by not using Boolean operations for, say, defining the center hole and the top shape. So that's also handy. What more? There are some more additions, like we can now check for correctness. That's a quite extensive check. Also tries to detect self intersections and returns, if asked to, returns the errors that your shape has. And of course, we can also mix and match with the existing APIs, right? So we can add our shapes to work plane, to sketch, and then we can, on the other hand, we can convert back from work plane or sketch to shape. And assembly used to always support direct, well, assembly of objects. Objects meaning shapes. So this is the current state of the free function API. The idea is to stabilize it a little bit and polish based on experience. So I'm personally using it quite extensively. So that also results in some, additions. But I would like to hear also what other people have to say about it. Certainly would like to add local operations. So sometimes you can, again, save time by not using Boolean operations, but certain, variety of operations that only take into account the local entities, faces. Another important point is if you model complicated objects, you want to have some history. So there is support for that in the kernel, in OpenCascade, and we'd like to expose that also in the free function API. Some other additions, so there are quite many, quality of life improvements in the latest release, not related to the free function API. So I'm just stepping through those. We have many additions to shape regarding querying the geometry, generating isolines, normals, sampling, and whatnot. There are these new special methods added to workplane in Sketch, so they allow to write, quick extensions without subclassing those objects. Also, other additions Boolean operations are now uniformly supported as operators also for workplane and sketch. I think it used to be the case only for workplane in the previous releases. You can iterate easily, and you can also, for workplane, work with selected faces. It used to be only wires, so that's also handy. although some lower level details. Okay, and one more important addition that I would like to pitch a little bit is actually used to be already in the previous release. We have built-in visualization, right? It's really handy for, let's say, ad hoc debugging. Also if you're doing interactive debugging, let's say if you put a brake on somewhere, you can use it. So that's super useful. And now it is extended to support other, let's say, objects. So you can visualize, let's say, locations, points, lists of locations, points. And if you're into VTK, you can, let's say, visualize any VTK actor. So you can, let's say, use this also for applications involving, I don't know, meshing, where you use VTK as the underlying, let's say, library. Okay, this is a lot of text. This is how it looks. So here again, we have shapes, the locations, points. Didn't add a VTK actor, but this also works. And this is how it looks in Jupyter. So one additional point was that there is also rudimentary built-in support for rendering in Jupyter. So it all, let's say, is supposed to work in various use cases without additional tools, although there are many. And that is it on visualization. I usually like to add a slide or two about projects using CatQuery. So this time is kind of interesting. So it's actually used for designing nuclear fission reactors used by Proxima Fusion. So here we have an example of magnet shapes. As you can see, these are quite complicated shapes. So rather difficult to model those with, let's say, conventional CAD. So you have to use some kind of programmatic approach for modeling. Oh, so you have to use right. You have to use probably something else than a conventional CAD, right? To get these kind of shapes. So here's yet another visual of plasma and ceramic layers. I suppose using this kind of tool for in this application is let's say a necessity because of the let's say organic nature of the shapes. All right. Now I have too much time, I suppose. So how to support us? Well, I would really like to hear about some interesting work and usage examples for CatQuery, right? It's actually quite difficult sometimes to get to know what people are doing. So I know more interesting, let's say, examples from the industry, but only via, so no specifics. If you use it for scientific work, there are quite some papers. Sadly, also a lot of papers, let's say, using CatQuery with LLMs. But anyways, we do have a generic DOI, so please use it if you're into, let's say, publishing scientific papers. And if you're feeling rich and have something interesting to develop, I think we're also open for sponsored development of new features. All right. So let's sum up. So I think it's available, free function API is available in addition to CatQuery. I'm using it extensively now. And I must say I do enjoy the experience, although I'm obviously biased, right? It will be continued, the development of the API will be continued, right? And the expectation is they should be stable soon, so next release or maybe within two releases. And There are some other features that are, I'll say, in conceptual preparation for the time being, but number one is integration of CAD query with meshing tools. So if you have those complicated models modeled, then usually you want to use them for simulation, and then you need to do meshing, and then there's the question of establishing or transferring metadata. So which face belongs to which, let's say, face in your mesh. And the other thing is, actually, based on experience, there are many rough corners in OpenCascade. So for certain modeling applications, it's actually necessary to develop your own functionality. And it would be quite handy to have like a geometry, like an independent NURBS geometry layer in CAD query. So I think it will be developed in some, let's say, in some form, not as extensive as OpenCascade, but something that would allow to quickly, let's say, implement certain algorithms. This is it. This is actually all slides. I did speed up a little bit at the beginning, so not sure how we should. We should handle it, but either way, show must go on, so thank you.
Thank you. So you were referring to some selection of shape, or forget exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean exactly? Because you have... you have already the object in a variable name, so what does this feature bring? Is this selection or selector?
Okay, yeah. So the question is essentially what are selectors in CAD query? Okay, so I guess we can go to this example here. Let's go here, right? There you go. So for example, for certain operations, I have this object here, right? And I do want to do a chamfer on the top face, right? So then I need to select the top face and the shape object and other objects in CAD query have those special methods for selection of topological entities. So there's a DSL and also, let's say, that maps to selector objects for querying the geometry. So in this case, I have this guy, right? And I want to get a reference to the top face. So I say, okay, please select faces. And this higher than Z means, well, top. So that's essentially it. So selectors are methods for selecting topological entities in your model.
Hi. Well, first of all, thank you very much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Moving forward, do you plan on the Fluent API to stay a first-class citizen of CAD query?
Okay. So question was, is the Fluent API here to stay? And the answer is yeah. Yes. There is no plans to deprecate it or remove it or whatnot. So the short answer is yes.
Thank you very much for your talk. Two questions for the show command. Is there an option to set the viewpoint of the model, or is there like an individual possibility to manually rotate the part after showing it? And second question is, what possibilities do I have to export the result to some file later on?
Okay, so two questions. One is the built-in visualization interactive? I think this is that's the gist of it. And the answer is yes, it is. So actually, doing this or invoking show is blocking, right? So it starts an event loop, and it is interactive, so you can manually, let's say, rotate it and inspect what you have. And the other question was,
Exporting to file.
what are the file formats or how do I export? So I did briefly mention it, but yeah, it's listed here. Actually, it's not a full list, but for let's say the most important formats, right? You for lossless exports, you do have the built-in Open Cascade format, BREP. And for interoperability with CAD tools, you can do STEP, or for 2D, for certain applications, DXF. So that is it.
So this CAD query is currently installable by PIP, but CQ Editor is not.
Yeah.
And does this interactive visualization require something that is not installable outside Conda?
Should I repeat the question? So let's say the question is: Does the visualization layer require dependencies that are not pip installable? Not as far as I know. We are here, right? So actually, it is just using VDK for visualization, and that, as far as I know, is pip installable. So I think that's the answer. It is.
Just to complete the question, if I make pip install calculate, I get all the dependency in one shot.
As far as I know, yes. I know there can be issues, right? But it should work. In principle, it should work. Yeah.
Thank you for the talk. I'm new to CAD query,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very familiar to OpenSCAD.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give me a gist of why CAD query came to exist in comparison to other programmatic like CAD tools?
Okay, so briefly, the question is why? What was the motivation for creating CAD query, given that other let's say software CAD tools existed. Let's say and specifically OpenSCAD. So OpenSCAD is not based on a BREP kernel, right? So it uses I think meshes for modeling. So there is no way you can let's say as far as I know it's not possible to get a step file out of it. And that's more or less the standard way of let's say exchanging CAD information. So the main motivation was, as I didn't create the project, right? It was I think Dave who created it. So I don't know what his main motivation was, but I suppose there were not so many tools that were really focused on programmatic CAD that used a BREP kernel. So. That's it essentially.
Okay, thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you.